I'm so proud of him.
I think what's funny is Curtis, he got a new look, so he got new glasses, and he got a bigger phone. So he's
compensating?
Yeah. The phone is how, his old weight is what he... is how it,
so he got one of those iPhone 10s that like is 9 feet
It's
long.
Bigger than he is, yes.
It's the 6S fat, as Big Fatty would call it.
P-H-A-T.
The 6S fat. Mm-hmm. So
that's what Big Fatty calls it.
Does he really?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Well, you wouldn't know. Dude.
Well, I listen to a show. Sometimes I miss some things.
Though. Oh, yeah.
You think that's something you would have caught listening to one of Big Fatty's mini episodes?
Well, I mean, if he used it a lot, but I think he only says it like once or twice.
A week? God. Endless.
But, we'll get to Big Fatty later.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Well, that's what Big Fatty calls it.
Does he really?
Uh-huh.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One. This is episode 2496 of the BFO for two, I say, Tuesday, the 22th of August 2017. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Big Fatty, who are those people? Well, there we've got guests here. Big Fatty. Oh. Hello, Eclipse Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, your eclipses today, because y'all, in Charleston and all across the U.S. of A on Monday, y'all, it was the solar eclipse. It was, and here in Charleston, it was the umbra. Wasn't it the umbra?
Totality.
Huh? Well, I know, but I think it's the umbra. You can speak louder.
Sounds like the umbra.
Okay, y'all, by the way, here in the studio with us today, and y'all, the micro hoist is not over near them right now. We'll move it over there in a few minutes. Big Fatty is so much more important that they hear you. Well, I don't know about that. But anyway, y'all, it is Brian in Boston, and it is Jaime. Y'all, it's not Jaime. I used to call him Jaime, and I was given a verbal spanking for mispronouncing this young man's name. Big Fatty, he's a millennial. What do you care? But anyway, it's Jaime. Like, hi. You know, it's kind of like Grindr in the month of May. Hi, May. You know, Jaime. And so it's Jaime and Brian from Boston. Y'all, they are here in the villa. Woo-hoo! And oh, okay. Big Fatty, does he need to run to the toilet? I don't know. Anyway. And y'all, it's just been quite the day on Monday. And but y'all, I tell you what, since they came in on Sunday, that's still part of the weekend. Yes, Big Fatty, you better play that music. Yeah, I see y'all on Sunday. Last time I talked to you, we were awaiting the arrival of Jaime Bigfoot. You got it right that time. It's true. and Brian and Boston and you know, Mr. Cackle and Dr. P. They were over at the Motel 6 where they're staying. Bigfoot, it's not even that nice. I didn't get a call. Brian said, "Oh, we're gonna call you when we're on the road. We'll keep you informed." Well, y'all, come 4 o'clock, I still hadn't heard from him, and I'm like, "Well, what the hell time is he gonna call me?" And so I dialed Brian's cellular telephonic device, and it rings 2 times, and then I hear,
"Hello, Big Fatty."
"Hey, Big Fatty." y'all, they were just crossing the North Kakalaki, South Kakalaki line. Now, y'all, if you have ever traveled the I-95, excuse me, the 95, as they say out there in California, oh, yeah. you are quite aware of Pedro. Now, do you know who Pedro is? Pedro, y'all, it is the most racist ever advertising campaign. And it's for a place called South of the Border.
And y'all, it is Mexican based. Big Fatty, do they play the Mexican music? Trust me, they've got Mexican jumping beans and
sombreros galore.
Sombreros out the yes, Big Fatty, out there Mexican patooties, you know, it's always Pedro says stop for fireworks and all this. Well, y'all. So Brian and Jaime are driving down the road, and you know, these are really advertising ploys for children.
Yeah.
Being a millennial, Jaime falls right into that. And so when they get to the North Carolina border, I'll just let y'all take over and we're going to do a recreation now.
Yes.
Okay, a recreation. They're just crossing over into South Kakalaki at the south of the border exit, and this is what happened.
He says to me,
yeah,
we have to stop, we have to stop. Yeah. And I said, I had been there 30 years ago when I was a young little thing coming down to Florida for spring break. And I said, trust me, it's a tourist trap. You're not going to like it. It's racist. It's all Mexican. And Jaime happens to be Latino. Yeah. So I said, you're not going to like it. And but he said, no, we have to. I was like, oh, all right, let's pull over.
Yeah, we saw like 100 advertising.
Yeah, so every 3 miles as you're driving, approaching it, there's a big billboard saying 100 miles and Pedro, it will welcome you.
Yeah, they were advertising fireworks, sausages, alligator pool, everything, like t-shirts. And
so it's hyping it up as you're approaching.
The hype was so high that I needed to go there.
So we went, and he thought it was the most amazing thing he'd ever seen.
It was like a small city.
Right?
Yeah.
So I have to fill you in here. Jaime is my boyfriend, and he lives in Spain, and I live in Boston. And so this is his first time this far south, so we had to stop, and he really liked it. I thought it was the tackiest thing ever.
Yeah, me too.
It's still the tackiest.
Yeah, me too. I think it's really tacky, but I think it's really marvelous too.
Yes, so he was taking pictures and videos for his family.
I got a testimonium with a picture of Jaime.
With a sombrero on.
With a sombrero on, going, ay, 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 ay! You know, I mean, y'all,
racist.
Well, and racist is indeed.
Well, actually, I am allowed to do that.
Because
I'm
Latino.
I'm Latino, yeah.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Right. But so, you're not Mexican, so...
Well,
more or less.
He does live outside the U.S., so
he lives in Mexico.
Technically, he is Mexican.
Yes, that's
true. Okay, so anyway, let's just make that clear.
Right.
But anyway, y'all, they finally arrived here at the villa a little bit before 7 o'clock p.m. in the evening. Y'all, I'm sitting out on the porch, and I see this little blue car drive by, and it's Brian and Jaime in there, and I'm waving, and they just keep going. I'm going, well, where the hell do they go?
And he says, I think that was Big Fatty waving at me.
And y'all, they are walking up to the steps of the villa, and Jaime, I want you to tell everyone, the first thing that came out of your mouth.
I said that it was a disappointment because you were not fat at all. You were skinny.
Oh, it was a disappointment, y'all.
Yeah.
He goes, you're not fat. I said, I'm not big either. So anyway.
And I let me add that I had a very, very similar expression the first time I met Big Fatty, which was about 9 years ago when I met you when you were living in the Fat Cave. That time I did a big giant trip around the United States by car, and I drove to here to Charleston to meet him, and I got out of the car and there he was, and I'm like, oh my God, you're a tiny little thing. I thought he was going to be big, but nope.
I'm not big, nor am I fat. Me, Freddy, that's a matter of opinion. But anyway, after they got here, they got settled, and Brian, being an elderly gentleman, had to run to the toilet, and I guess his colostomy bag was full. But anyway, we talked for a little bit, and y'all, then we were off to pick up Mr. Cackle and Dr. P, and we went to supper.
Yep.
And we decided that since Jaime was you know, he's the millennial of the group, and you have to keep the children happy. And we said, well, what would you like for supper? And he said, what did you say?
Pizza.
Pizza! No, I said, what's your favorite American food? He goes, pizza.
Pizza.
It was coming out of his mouth before I finished the question. So, y'all, we went and had pizza pie, and it was not bad.
It was delicious.
Yes. And what you had an interesting one. What was it?
Yeah, it had
apple gorgonzola.
Yeah, and bacon.
Yeah, I know it had bacon because that was one of the reasons you got it.
Yeah.
Because everything's better with bacon.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And what
I had chicken and pesto, which was delicious.
You know, chicken and pesto was Vera's stripper name back in the Carter administration.
The Nell Carter administration.
Right. After supper, we rode around a little bit through Charleston, and you know, then we came back, dropped Mr. Cackle and Dr. P off at the Motel 5, and then
we took a tour of the coal mine. Didn't we?
It was a nighttime tour of the coal mine.
Right, it was dark, coal's black, so
right.
We didn't really see
anything.
It was
very difficult to see we didn't have fresh batteries for our miner's helmet, so right. It was difficult to see. But I said, we'll go by and check it out again on Monday. And y'all then came back here, and Brian, I usually am up by about 7:30 a.m. in the morning, and I'd like my coffee ready for me when I'm ready, when I'm up then. I went, okay, that's fine. Y'all got up about 9.
Out of bed around 9:30, maybe.
Yes, exactly, and his coffee was ready for him when he
in
got
my
up.
Defense, I had driven probably 10 hours the day before. So
okay, whatever. He's old. and then y'all, we got up and we Jaime, y'all, he was taking movie pictures, talking pictures of the fat villain, sending it to his mama, sending them across the world to his mama, and y'all, evidently his mama approved of the villa.
Yes.
She liked it, huh?
Yeah. This place is beautiful. You have no idea.
Yes, I will add that I've seen both the Fat Cave and the villa, and I must say I much prefer the villa. It's beautiful here. It's gorgeous.
It's not
modern.
So bad, is
it's
it?
Clean. It's lovely.
Yeah.
Very comfortable bed. Lovely pillows.
Oh, so. Lovely pillows. Y'all, I offered the special chair to them on Sunday night, but they were too tired. All I gotta do is sit there. And then we had our coffee and got our shares, and Jaime ate his leftover pizza pie. And y'all, then we were off to pick up Mr. Cackle and Dr. P. And y'all, we went and had barbecue.
Ooh, yum.
Tell everybody about the barbecue we had.
Oh, it was delicious. We went to this place called the Swig and Swine.
That's it.
And we had beer and barbecue. Well, I had beer. Mm-hmm. And barbecue, which was delicious. It was Jaime's first time having barbecue, American. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, was it? I didn't realize that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What did you think, Jaime?
It was delicious. Yeah. But the meal was too much, too big.
He actually got a small meal, so he's not used to American meals being gigantic.
Right. So, in other words, he's not a fat ass like the rest of us.
Like me.
Yes. Right. Okay. Ryan ate everything on his plate.
I wolfed it all down, and he had leftovers. And he had less on his plate than
I
did.
But it was delicious.
Man,
and
it was great.
He's taking after Big Fatty. He brought the leftovers home. Y'all, I guarantee you, before he goes to bed tonight, he'll eat that barbecue sandwich before he goes to bed. But anyway, then y'all, we did another ride around the coal mine in the daytime. Yep. What did you think of the coal mine in the daytime?
I would say the most impressive. I've been there before.
Yes.
I'd seen it, but still, I have to say the most impressive thing are those coal miners.
Yes.
Very young.
Yes.
Yes.
So,
and
anyway,
and delicious.
And. We decided they're all millennials also. So, you know, you were like... Mm,
yeah, my compadres.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. Y'all...
But their trousers, their pants were too tight. I think.
It's never too tight. Jaime...
We decided that whoever designed their coal mining outfits had to be gay because they were way too...
Nicely...
Like,
tight.
Yes.
Anyway, y'all, at lunch, we were trying to figure out what were the dates of birth of millennials, And y'all, Mr. Cackle found out it was 1980, and Jaime went, ugh, because that meant that he was a millennial. He didn't know he was a millennial.
Today I realized that I'm a millennial.
Yeah, that's
right. I'm shocked.
So, and then once he realized he was a millennial, he demanded a trophy just for showing up.
He did. So, but y'all then, after that, we decided to ride to downtown Charleston. We were going to view the eclipse from a field here in Fat Acres, but we decided to go downtown. There was a big open field down in downtown Charleston. And we decided to go down there. Everybody had their eclipse spectacles and everything. And we got down there. What is about...
1:30.
1:30-ish. Mm-hmm. And the eclipse was at 2:40, I think.
Yeah, totality.
Somewhere around there. And so we got down there and we were just talking. Brian, of course, had to go TT about 4 or 5 times.
All that beer at lunch.
Right. And then, y'all, the eclipse was amazing. What did you think of the eclipse?
I thought it was quite the experience. It was weird because it was staying light. I was expecting it to get dark. Even with a tiny sliver of light. It was still a sliver of sun. It was still light out, and then bam, it got dark.
It was it was that quick.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
It was that quick, and y'all, the eclipse lasted for about 2 minutes, and it was really interesting.
Yes.
To observe. Now, y'all, there was this commotion. Yes. We were all watching the eclipse, and there was this commotion going on. Over to the side of us, and y'all, you know, we couldn't be bothered to figure out what the hell was going on. Brian and Jaime, tell everybody what all that commotion, because I know y'all were keenly aware of what was going on. Tell everybody what that was all about.
All right, so I kind of had this plan for a little while, but so I waited and waited, and once the totality hit and the sun looked like a little ring up in the sky, I turned to Jaime and I asked him in Spanish if he would marry me.
Yeah.
And got so embarrassed even right now. Yeah. And what did you say?
I said, yes. Well, I said, sí, in Spanish.
Well, now that's not the first thing you said.
I said, what? I said, are you serious?
Yes. He said, ¿en serio? And I said, yes.
Because
said,
I wasn't expecting this at all. And I was a little bit in shock.
Yes.
Yeah.
But he said, sí.
Yes.
He said, see. And so, y'all, they're going to get hitched. And y'all, they decided they wanted to announce it here on the BFO. And Jaime's going, oh, God, why did we just do this on the BFO?
But, so, I didn't have a ring with me, but the ring was from the corona surrounding the moon.
That's
and
correct.
So, that was the engagement ring.
Y'all, it was an absolute event of a lifetime, the eclipse. And for you to propose to someone in the middle of the eclipse, I don't see how it could get any better.
It'll be a memorable eclipse.
Exactly.
Yeah. Unforgettable. Brian eclipsed the eclipse.
Brian eclipsed the eclipse. That's exactly right. And y'all, we're back here at the villa, and y'all, that was the weekend and the eclipse.
Yeah, I see. And y'all, it was just Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, too, I say, Tuesday. Brian and Jaime are heading back to Boston. Yes, Big Fatty, carrying their Boston butt back on up there. Yep. The safe travels to you both. And I know that Brian will be driving the car and Jaime will be on cloud 9. Big Fatty, Brian is too. Don't kid yourself. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at It's All About Meh. And y'all, I didn't have time to play the birthday song today, but y'all, it is Mark. Mark from It's All About Meh. And guys, what do you say?
That's what Big Fanny calls it.
Does he really?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I've always called it meh. It's just all about meh. Yes!
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.